Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
All right. Yesterday, we almost got to the end of the parak, but we didn't do it. But really, we were talking, we have a new yisoid of dinei pigo, that even though a person makes the pigo of chutzlis mano, that he thinks to eat it chutzlis mano, you don't have to have necessarily a maisa achila. As long as the achila that we require is that the carbon should be eaten, not that I necessarily have to go do a maisa achila. Bukhara said, let's say I would do it not toich achila's pras. Or let's say you would have it from shnei b'nei adam. Person goes with an achila of a kezias. He doesn't have to eat the kezias himself or have to be pigle. He thinks I'm going and I'm going to have a kezias of the carbon eaten. That's also pigle. We pass it like that. So where is there a maisa achila? There was no maisa achila l'chayra al tzatziruf. Or, let's say the Gemara says he thinks that the dog should eat a kezias. What? Or a sestreya, an age should eat a kezias. Or the Kabir Kizayas not Techachilas Pras. Even asked him, what was the Gemara Shaila? As soon as you know that two people could have a Kizayas in order, two people could be Mishtatah for the Achila of the Kizayas that's going to be Pigle. What's the Gemara Shaila's reason over here to come and clear another Shaila of that maybe it does not have to be Techachilas Pras? He said the one that cleared that Abaya, did he know that before? Is he clearing both of them? This is an independent shaila that we have. It's the difficult thing that we have here, but then we come out like this. The Rambam Paskins, if he thinks that there could be a kezias of two people, or it does not, it's not tachachilas pras, it's able to be pigle. So you see over here, that's what we see as a yisoid that we have in this din. And then the Gemara says, so then the Gemara Shabbat, the Gemara Lachok is Zayas, Chatzi Zayas. Well, a Hakter Chatzi Zayas, Kosher V'yein Achila Maktar Mitztarfin, Daima the Lecho La Hakter. It's Mashma, let's say Ha Lecho the Lecho. It would be Mitztarf. If he wouldn't use the word Haktara, he'd use the word Achila. Haktara V'yaiser Mechne Achila's Prasu. That what would happen, and what would happen if he would make, say that they, an A should consume it by the Aymurim. The Omar Behesikonu, maybe we're talking about, or when we're talking about the Tziruf, we're talking about a big bonfire. And therefore, it would happen really very quickly. And therefore, what we're talking about is not, it doesn't necessarily be Techachilus Pras, more than Achilus Pras. It's not, it could be, it happened very quickly. Maybe it's talking about a high intensity flame. So therefore, when the Gemara says, Gentaima de Lecho Lahakter, Hotzbashmaha Lecho, the Lecho, it's Mitztarif. Ay, Bohaktara, the Yaiser Mechne Achilus Prasu, no, not necessarily. We're talking about a Hesekonel. It's not mitzvah if it's kosher. Time in the lecho lahakter. It's vasha lecho malecho davishay darka lecho mitzvah. Vashma what? Even though it's a murim and it's not a davishay darka lecho, it is mitzvah. Haktani reisha lecho leshadarka lecho leshadarka lecho lechay darka lo. I a murim is not a davar that's darka lecho. So what difference does it make whether you say lahakter or lechol? Amar Aviyerbia. So we're saying that lechol lechol, it's going to be the same thing. Aye, what do you mean? It has to be davar shadak lechol. Amar Aviyerbia, Hamani Rabbi Lazer he. Okay, this is our own Rabbi Lazer that we have in Chavches. Remember, we brought him by the din of the Aralia. We have Rabbi Lazer Menachis. The Amar Mechashver, the Amar Yisalim Lachilos Mizveyach. You could have lachilas on them. The snad, hashechet is hazevach, lecho davishay darko lecho lahakter davishay darko lahakter. If you have kavanah to eat a davish darko lahakter or a davish darko lahakter, that's the lecho, the din is, it's kosher. It's not able to be mefagel. Rabbi Elazar Paisel and Rabbi Elazar Paisel. So like Rabbi Elazar, it'll be able to work. We have a Shaila, Rabbi Elazar said it did the Raisa, said it did the Rabbanan. Mar has a Shakla Vitaria in this in Menachos. We have the Shaila, did Rabbi Elazar. What's this did that is possible? Abaya Omer Afil Teva Rabbanan. Velo Teva, don't make the diuk. Halecha, halecha, dabashe, darko lecho. Don't speak the deep of halecha, levalecho. The dabashe, darko lecho, it's able to work. It's able to be befagio. Ela ema, halecha, velecho, dabashe, darko lecho. Ah, great thing about it. What do you mean? My kabashmalon. What does he have to make such a deal for that? The dabar shedaka lecha kabashmalon. What's the point over here? Lecha lecha. You see that the Rashi says, whenever you do a dabar shedaka lecha, it's going to be mafagio. He dabar shedaka Rashi shvamina. Kichatzi zayis bechutz. Something Gemara, what we're talking about is, shvamina kichatzi zayis bechutz, kichatzi zayis lebachar pasol. Ilecha v'lach pasul. No, ilecha. And therefore, well, that's another thing we have. That is mitzvah. Ilecha lahatir midukya dereisha shvamina. Shvamina lechol davar shedarko lechol in shedarko lechol lo. That's what are we saying over here? Ilechma. We go. It's my kavash. Idavar shedarko lechol kavash v'lon. All right, maybe I should shvamina. Kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'bachar pasul. It's mitzvarif, but it is mitzvarif to make a psul. Ilecha lahakdir, not to be duke dereisha shvamina.
Kind of continuation.
What?
I think it's one
player. Yeah, let's try this. Shvamina lechol davish adarko lechol in she'ein darko lechol. La la, hashda ba lecha lecha davishay darko lecha lo mitzdarif lecha lahakter bivayim. What are we saying over here? If it's lecha lahakter from the ratio we have the deed, then it doesn't help. Shvamina lecha davishay darko lecha in shay darko lecha lo. Hashda what? That's not mitzdarif. Hashta oma lecho again melecho dover she'ei darko lecho. It's not mitzdarif. Lecho lahakter bivayim. What are we saying over here? You can abada dover. It's a completely different thing. We there dover she'darko lahakter. At least if I say dover she'darko lecho, two things dover she'darko lecho. At least the same thing. Here it's, I want, it's not right, lecho, not right, but it's even worse by the case of davar shedarko lahakter. Something Gemara, no. Lecho lahakter, Yisrach, I need it. Why? Something I might have thought, hosamu delav ki yorchei kamachashiv. Maybe, over there what you're saying, lecho v'lecho, I'll have kavanah to eat a davar shedarko lecho. And to eat a davar, that's ein darko lecho. All right, we can hear that that's not mitzdarif. Two things, that one's darko, one's not. Well, let's say davar shedarko lecho, davar shedarko lahakter. Let's say I say that. One of them is a davar, which is that with the darko, not doing the same thing, they're both the things that are davar shedarka to do, that which I'm thinking I should be done. By lecho lahaktir, the bahai ki yorchei, bahai ki yorchei, ema litzdar, kubash chodeni over there, I can hear that it is mitzdar, at least the two things that I want to do,
what's for the
Mizveh there, but at least the davar shedarko lecho, davar shedarko lahakter. Maybe there should be mitzvah in a case, let's say, where it comes to a total of a kizayis, and it does not work, legabe that. The only thing that will work is again, Yeah, we have, for example, a chatzi zayis chutz hazmano, and a chatzi zayis that's chutz lekaymai. That will work, where it's a completely different thing. Davish ein dakulecho, davish ein dakulahatir. It's not going to work. Only in Rabbi Lozer, that Rabbi Lozer holds, he has kavana to be matir a davish ein dakulecho, or you have kavana to eat a davish ein dakulahatir. That only in Rabbi Lozer, the din is untried to be possible. And like why the Maskada, the Gemara comes out of Menachas, even in Rabbi Lozer that we say like that. It's a Drabbana, that's the Shakamataria that we have in the Gemara of Menachas. Kol Hapsulim Sheshavtu Shchitas of Sheirin. Now, start a new thing. Kol Hapsulim that Shecht. There's nothing wrong with that. They can't do other avodas, psulim, but shchita is kosher with anybody. She doesn't share shchita kosher bizarim. Shchita is kosher with a zar. Does that have to be a kayin? And what do we when we say zarim? What do we mean zarim? Shchita is everybody. Shchita kosher bizarim of anoshim. Women are able to shecht. Taisus brings, there's a Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Taisus Hirchul, what he brings, and you see the first Taisus that we have, the Gemara Mulcha, that Nashim are able even to Shech L'Katchila. That which we learn, Sheshachtu B'di'evin, is not because it's B'di'evin it's good, by Nashim. Nashim, we can really even do it L'Katchila. The reason why I use the Lashon of B'di'evin, the Gemara says, only Al T'meim, L'Katchila Lo. It doesn't say, Nashim can do it even with Katchila. And therefore it says, we can't shuva l'mashikasov v'hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Such a thing that's called, that somebody wrote it, it's called the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The Nashim lo yish, the Nashim should not be able to shech with Katchila. They should not to like Mkala. Yeah, but it's not going to concentrate. You can't rely on it to get distracted and think about what they're going to have to go and make for supper the next night, you know, or thinking about what they're going to do. There's a new recipe or something. They're not going to focus. The eye, maybe. The eye, kasu, buhen. Shmaim kasu, buhen, shachat, lo beirach. The arum, shishachat, shchitasam, sev, sula. Nera shehid chumras bialba, maybe to stop chumras. But from over here, it's Rashma that he said it's l'katchila. It's Rashma even that it's good, not like the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So what does the Mishnah tell us? Bizarim, nashim, avadim, and tmeyim. Even, avadim, tmeyim even. The afilim, because she kachim. Not only kachim kalim. Even kachay kachim, everybody's able to do the shechita, but eventually you tmeim don't give a basa. But of course, you have to be careful that a tamei cannot touch the basa. He touches the basa, and the whole thing becomes tamei. The basa becomes tamei.
They sometimes the knife that
touches
the
basa. Yeah, not now. So, let me see that in a second. Lefika, therefore, hey, paislin, therefore they are able to pass all the machshava. Because the shechita is good. The shechita is good, they're able to pass on the machshava. Let's get a Rashi here a second at this point. The kula, here it's Rashi says, of itmeyim. Does everybody have that? Of itmeyim. Betame sheretz, ka'omar. She'ena betame. Betame sheretz. That's not mitame a keli. She'eno mitame the lav avatumahu. We're talking about what? A person that's a rishon batuma. You're able to, even a tame, how did he become tame? He touched the sheretz. No, a sheretz is an avatuma. But he is only a rishon. Now he touches a keli. Keli, nothing happens to the keli. What means mitame sheretz karma? Shayna Batame Kaili. The Lava Batumahu, he's not a Lavatum. Oh, Batame Mace. Or, we could even be talking about an Avatuma. Tame Mace. Hugain Shabbana Krubisho Kada Bishachatba. Maybe he did the Shechita, not with a Kaili. He did it with a Krubisho Kada. a sharp reed. Aval b'sakin, b'sakin, he won't be able to do it. Lo, shulam b'tavi as a sakin. The reason is because it will be b'tavi the sakin, a sakin, b'tavi as a buser. The sakin will be b'tavi the buser. Let's say, he made a long sakin, he puts, goes and brings it into the Azara, the sakin, and he himself did not go into the Azara. Right, so this way he's able to do the, perform the shechita, even though he's outside the Azara, as long as the shechita is done in the Azara, it's possible for him to do that. Rashi is this, it is problematic, the Rashi. The reason is because we have a Tosfos at the beginning of our Vayesel Mekayman. Later on in the Mem Zayin, we have a big machlokes whether or not the socket for the shechita has to be a Shkli Sharis. And we have different shechitas that we have, if you take a quick peek, that we have over there in that Tosfos at the beginning of Vayesel Mekayman. Place over here brings by Kotche Kotchem Shchitosa Mitzofen. The Rabbeinu Ephraim Hayimedaktek Mikan Laboinet Sakin B'Shchita. You don't need a Sakin by the Shchita. Midalokatani Shchitosa B'Klisharis Mitzofen. Doesn't say that you have to have a Shchita B'Klisharis Mitzofen. What does it say? It says Kotche Kotchem Shchitosa Mitzofen. It doesn't say B'Klisharis. Needs the klisharis. Doesn't say klisharis by shchita. It's much better. Does not have to be a klisharis. The kibul daba the klisharis b'tzofen. Umitech kach. It's good. Honey, I'm a pair. Kaba the chulin. Can shabbata cry b'shal kana b'shachat ba. Well, buy klisharis. You don't need a klisharis. And then Tosfos brings the others that don't hold like that. Rashi Shita, in many places, is that you need a klisharis for Shita. Rashi Shita is, we have Rashi in Chulin. Well, we have Rashi. We have the Ramban in Chulin, the Be'evid works, we have different ways to explain different things. Let's say, how is it able to be Mekadosh Nadam? We have a Gemara says the Shechita is Mekadosh Nadam. It's not a Klisharis, how is it able to be Mekadosh Nadam? We have a couple of ways how to explain that. But what about Rashi Shechita? We have Rashi Shechita. The Rashi holds, if a Rashi Raya from a Rashi, or later on here, and even in Zvachim and Daf Tzadik Ches, that we have, that says it has to be a Klisharis. We have Rashi and Menachis, who says that it has to be a Klisharis, the Rashi and Daf Kufal of Menachis. We have a Rashi and Saita, who holds that it has to be a Klisharis. And therefore, it's a very big, problem that we have over here. Rashi, we take a look over here, and Rashi and Zvachim even. On Tzadik Ches. Let's see a second. I don't have the other Gemaras that we have to go to read inside. I don't have all the Gemaras right in front of me over here. Well, we have the Rashi in Saita, Rashi in Menachis, but Rashi over here even on Tzadik Ches. Have a Rashi. Rashi says, Elasakin. Look at the top, Rabbi's right there. Elasakin, Lishkita, Lafuki, Tzur, Vikoda, Viklisharis, Boina. Yeah, Lafuki Koda. And here, what do we have here? What's the Mishnah talking about? A case of a tame mace, don't shabbat akrai b'shalkada b'shachat ba. Amosakid lo, shu b'tame yisasakid. What's Rashi telling you? Did he know how to have Shecht, Shritas, Kodshim, with a Krubish Hokana? Rashi says later on in Zvachim, it has to be a Klisharis. Rashi in Menachem says it has to be a Klisharis. Rashi in Soita says it has to be a Klisharis. As we say, we have a big problem over here, what the Rashi is coming to tell us over here. But what happened? What does Mishnah say by it? The Kula and Shekimu Esada, all the psulim that we have, that we mentioned, Azar, Tmei Tmeim, other psulim, Nashim, Avodim, Tmeim. What more? The Kula, all of them, Shekimu Esadam, Chutzlis Mano, they're all Mikamo Vidam with Makshava Chutzlis Man, but Makshava is Pigle. If there is dam ha-nefesh, yazer ha-kosher v'yikabel, then you're able to have a do-over. They do not have the ability to affect a din of pigle. They can do it by the shkita, but they can't do it by the kabbalah. The kulam she'kiblu es adam, chutz lizmano, their kabbalah is not a kabbalah. If their Kabbalah is not a Kabbalah, then the Machshavas Pigol can't be a Machshavas Pigol either. What? Well, that already will be totally. Jonathan is asking whether the Dab will be possible. Well, that's going to be totally with the Kivanger that we said at the beginning of the second parrot. Does it fly like Mishpach? Where is a Psuul? What does the Tzar do? Is it like nothing happened or not? That's in the skuna, or not after the skuna. It's going to be a machlaikis. The mashmaos over here, this gemara is that it would not help. It's going to be tough. We'll talk more about this later on in the Flavidalin. It's going to be the geya. Also, what the getter of the psul zaris is. We have rayas that it's not like that. It's not stam nishpach. But even whatever it is, it's not going to have the ability to make a machshavas pigle. We have, I'm saying the two tzadim. We have a raya from a tesis of Menachos, and I think if it's clear Ryan, Rabbi Geldzahler, in his sefer Kochi Yeshua, brings a stark raya from the Gemara later on, and Pesach also Shirayim, that will Mitzvah Shem will see that. But that's a separate issue. But whatever the beer of the Psul Zyrus is, he's not going to have the ability to go and make a Machshavas Pigle with it. And therefore, the din is also that he is, if there's extra dam, there's more dam, he's able to be the Kabbal that do not make a whole do-over. Let me just add one Dekuda here also. I don't even know if Baruch Dovid is familiar with this. What we cleared about this is, but over here, what is the din if a czar does the Kabbalah Saddam by a Chatos or a Pesach, he does it Shalom Lishma. So what is the din over there? Huh? No good. Now what will happen if he did that? And there's extra dab at the tzavar. Could it there? Could he have it as a do-over?
Yeah, well, to Rambam passes, yeah. No. The Rambam has a special exception.
Right? No. A regular person. Not a apostle. We're talking here about apostles before. No, he can't do that. Right. Let's say a regular person. I don't mean apostle. A regular person is mekabel v'dam shelo lishma by a chatas or a pesach. A koyin. Arab the first mishnah in Zvachim. A kulam shekimlu by pesach he passes.
Right.
All right. So he passes. Is by the kabbalah and even the dalit avodas. In the case of kabbalah, where he did that. And of course, it's a puzzle. Carbon is a puzzle. But if there's dam and it's tzavar, can it be a do-over? Can it do a new Kabbalah? Is the psul that he made, the psul of the dam, is the psul of the overall carbon? What's going to be the din?
No, hold on a second. So
what do we have a riot to that din?
So Rebbe, in Perik Yudalev Halacha Alev, the Rambam has where he does it Shalom Yishma with another machshava as well, and he says it because these two chatos and Pesach are posel Shalom Yishma. It's naseh ki ilu is lishma. That's a different case than Rebbe's case.
Over here, it's a regular kayin who passed it with his Kabbalah. Well, I want to know whether it's a do-over.
Okay, so that...
There is a raya, but it's not 100% clear. But the pashtus of the Tosefta is that it's an amazing thing. I think it's an amazing thing that we have to resort to a Tosefta, bring a raya. You have that Tosefta in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalad.
Martin
never discusses this. No. The Gemara never discusses this.
The Pasul of the whole Kabbalah.
Now, I would say the Brisker Rub notwithstanding. It's going to be the Gaya. But the clear will be whether you hold like the Rub or you don't hold like the Rub. Whether it's a Shem Sul, or whether the way we said that you're right going to Staba. I'm not getting involved. I just want to know whether or not it's absorbed the dab or whether it's absorbed the carbon. We have a riot from there.
He says, Kohan Nifsal b'maisa. I'm looking at the Tosefta now.
Did you have the Tosefta?
Yes.
That's how you're reading it. Okay, yes. Yeah, so I read it in there. It's clear. It's one of the bicycle bike after that. Tosefta has this case.
Yeah, Kohan Nifsal b'maisa. Bein shal harishan chishay. Bein shal achen chishay posel. Im yeshtam hanefesh b'kois acher. Yachzor v'yikabel kosher. But that seems to be talking about the posel. Kibel hazor. Okay, kibel haposel.
The next case.
The next case, he has...
And because he's saying even if there's dama nefesh.
Yes, afo pishesh dama nefesh because of their posel.
It's posel. Which means that the Tosefta is telling us, a gemaltic gizak that we wouldn't have known from the Gemara itself. And that is that it's a psal shalom lishma, it's a psal of the carbon, not just a psal of the dam.
Even if there's not
a nefesh left, it's not going to be able to work. Similar to Pigel. Same happens by Pigel. Pigel's absorbed the whole carbon. Shalom Lishma, whatever the lumdus of Shalom Lishma is, whether you learn like the Rav, you don't learn like the Rav, it's going to be absorbed the carbon. This is a...
I don't know about the Tosefta.
But Rav Garbus brings this Tosefta. It's not 100% clear that they said, well, that's what it means. But the pashtus is, that's what the Tosefta is telling us. But Garbus brings this.
Rebbe spoke about this similar question at the beginning of the Masechta, if it's taught on Ibn Surah.
Not this point.
No, on Ibn Surah. It's
straight for Ibn Surah.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Stephen Rashi. That part I'm not going into with it. But everyone knows whether it's a preposterous in the dam, where it, and therefore it gets a do-over. You have a do-over. Like a zur. Or it's not a do-over. It creates a preposterous in the whole thing. It's not going to be able to work. Okay, now. I mean, I gotta get going over here. 1 second. All right, yeah. Kibel akasha v'nasa. Now, we'll have a series of things, which we have over here. Kibel HaKosher Menasa the Pasul. Let's say a kosher was mekabel and then he gave it over to hold to a pasul. Yams on the kosher, just give it back. We're not talking over here where he did, let's say, Pesach Lachash Shlabaret, if he walked at all. If he didn't walk, then it certainly would be all right.
He didn't go
back. And then he gave it back. Let's say he was at he's become will be a minute, he put it into the small. Yams on the amina, put it back. Now, I have a chanami. Let's say it was, he did a halacha, then it makes it worse. Kibel Bikli, second again. He took the dab in a kli sharis, and then he poured it into a kli chol. He can pour it right back. Now, nishpach bin hakli ala ritzpah. Remember we had this.
After
the Kabbalah, right. The Yasva, and he gathered it. Gosh, those are good. Why not? If it's after, if there was a Kabbalah, Nasno Agabiya Kavish. Shalok Neged HaYisoid. He put it on the Kavish, not Neged HaYisoid, which means what? By the southwest. The southeast corner. By the southeast corner where there was no Kavish. No HaYisoid.
Is this Talmud Rashi, remember?
Is it Talmud Rashi in the Rambam? Which Rashi in the Rambam?
Before with Kevesh or...
No. And it's going to be... Yeah, if it's all one thing or two things, I mean. Yeah. I speak of Shlomo Kaiman. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but it has to be this. But over here, also, you put it over there, not corresponding or not right in the Makam where there's a Yisoid. It's certainly not good. Nosno Agami HaKevesh Shalom Kineged HaYisoid. Who did this? Bizarre. Who did all these terrible things?
That's what we had before.
A czar did it.
You know,
man. What's telling us over here is that the czar went. Let's remember that was the Gemara Daf Chavav. It depends whether you hold Zrikish, whether Kaibis can Kaibis over, whether or not that works. Again. Here he said, Nishmak Minakli Allah Ritzma, just go gather it together, nothing happened. Now, Nasno Agabi Akevish, look at Egid Ayasoid. Nasan is that he's Tanu Lamayla Lamata, Lamata Lamayla, Tanu Lamayla Lamata. No, what's wrong with that? If you hold like Shmuel, that's Rikish Lamayla Kavish Ken Kavagabi, so it's Gvaldik, it's wonderful. Terence says it's not wonderful. Who did it? Azar did it. A regular kite does that. It's not a problem. It's a problem with Gabi Achila. It's a problem with Gabi Atari. That, it'll only help the Gabi Kapari. But it's not gonna, but not the Gabi Achila. But if a czar does it, it's not gonna work. And therefore, like whether it comes to people, when it comes to these things, it's not gonna be able to work. Shachtab the evident the Kachila lo. Masma from the Mishnah, that all these psulim only have to work with the Evan. The Katchila dot. That's what we said. No, it means even the Katchila. Armenia, Shachar, Shita, Bazar, Ksheret. Shashita, Ksheret, Bazar, Bavanashim, Bavadim, Vatveyim, Kafila, Bikotche, Kotchim. Wait, Allah, Bakaihanim. Maybe it's Shita. The Katchila has to be Bakaihanim. Amrit, what do you mean? Where are you coming from to tell us this? That a czar is good? And what do you want to say? Entertain the possibility that maybe it has to be a kohen? Shnever v'ato vincha, uvanecha yitcha, tishbros go naskem, chol demar hamizbeach. Maybe you're telling me the nechadami. Maybe you're telling me the evidence are good. And you're telling me what, but the katchila has to be done by a kohen? Yochel ap b'shchita tov, lever v'shachar is ben abakar lifnei Hashem, v'kriva. So who does the shchita? Who, and then what does it say? Afterwards it brings in kahuna. Here it says, who's that referring to? The shachar is ben abakar lifnei Hashem. You're talking about, what does it say? The Shachar is made of Bakar, Lifnei Hashem, and then what? The Krivu B'nei Aaron, Akayin, and Mesadam. Where is there a din of the Krivu B'nei Aaron, Akayin, and Mesadam? Only from Kabbalah. The Krivu B'nei Kabbalah, the Eilach, Mitzis Kahuna. Limeit, Alashchita, Shekshar, and Mechol, Adam, even the Katzchila. No, that's good by regular Kambetzka Zavada. But over here, you're talking in the any din, any carbon. So the Baruch Hu Adin, the Afilu Katchila Nami. Avada. There's no B'diyevet only that a Shechita is good bizarre. It's even good Katchila. Aye, so why does it use the term Sheshachtu? It's much rather B'diyevet. Something about it? The reason is, who are dead there? I feel it. Oh, Babish of the Kabbalah, the beast, they tbayim. The Lakatkhila log Zayra, Shabbat Yigam, the Master, Tanish is Shachtu. Only out the case of Tmayim. Tmayim, of course, cannot do with the Lakatkhila. Because we're worried that maybe they might come to touch the Basar. Zayra, Shabbat Yigam, the Master, Tanish is Shachtu, therefore uses the Evidika term. But the Katchila, they're also able to do it. If it's not a Tameh, anybody can do it, even the Katchila. But Tameh b'diyeved, Shaper Dami. What do you think? Tameh is good, b'diyeved, with Katchila, Kikas, where Geyser. Maybe he'll touch it. But Arminu, the Samach v'Shachat. What happened to the Hekish that we have of the Samach v'Shachat? Bas Smicha b'Tahirin. Mishchita b'Tahirin. But if we have a hekesh of smicha to shchita, and therefore, but to hire him, mitrabas, don't think where that did is a mitrabanan. Mitrabanan only, but mitraisa, even he's able to do it, even the katchila. Maishla smicha, freighting a barath. But the smicha is not good with the tamay. You tell me by shchita, it is good with the tamay, but not by smicha. Why is that? Maishlo smicha d'ksiv lifnei Hashem. Shchita d'ami d'ksiv lifnei Hashem. What's it mean lifnei Hashem? You're doing it inside the Azara. And therefore you tell me, it's all my kid. He can't be doing lifnei Hashem, and therefore the smicha can't work. How can the shchita work? We're not talking that Tomei is going to be able to do the Shechita inside the Azara. He can't go inside the Azara. Well, let's say he'll be standing outside the Azara with a long socket. Shochet, Shosmichet, Abi, Yershon, Abayal, Yodei, Besomich. Maybe he can stand outside and stick his hand in. Yeah, we'll have to see, of course. What? Even if he's Tomei, the Gemara holds... What was the makshit? He thought that if a person's going to be over the Yisra of B.S. Migdash, it'll only apply where he goes in, not where he's standing outside and he sticks his arm in. That the Gemara immediately answers, Kasavar, B.S. Migdash, Shmuel B.S. Gemara says no, because we hold that the person that does that is over a lav. You're not allowed to go in. It does not mean that you can't go in. That doesn't mean that you can't go in only where you're walking in, where your whole goof is in, maybe Rosh Aruba or walking in. No. Even if you stick a finger in, it's also, Rakoshu, it's also going to be over. And that's the Gemara holds, being it makes sense. The stomach, the Gemara holds, that there's a din of being it makes sense, you're over. By the way, maybe I should just add, I should just mention it. The Rambam holds that, not like that. The Rambam holds if there's a B.M. Mignish, there's only going to be Makas Mardis. The Ravid argues on that. Everybody wants to know why the Rambam holds like that. If we have the Stam and the Gemara, holds that B.M. Mignish is Shema B.M., but everybody should be aware at least that the Rambam holds B.M. Mignish is Lai Shema B.M. Rav Chisda learned it the other way. Masvi Yibcha. Misabach v'shachat, ma shchita b'tahirin. Why? Because they can't go in. Av smicha betahira. Vayish lo shchita diksev. What about shchita? He can't do it. Tommy can't do it. Diksev. Lifnei Hashem. Where he learns it because it says, Lifnei Hashem. Rashi over here says what? Why? What's this name of Lifnei Hashem? There are two ways we can learn it over here. Is that what's the din that a shechita has to be lifnei Hashem? With much learning, because things are hakotzah. The shechita, he can't be standing outside the azara. Rashi says no. See the top Rashi. They came in the way to take it. The smicha shechita ain't smicha be bechutz. The shechita be bifnim. You can't have the shechita b'bifnim. You certainly cannot have the smicha outside. And mainly, you can't have the shechita outside. Why? Not because you really can't have the shechita outside. But practically speaking, you can't have it because you need taketh. There's a din of taketh for smicha. Shechita has to be immediate.
That's what I
think. And Tosfos comes, we have here. And it said, Bereshit was exceeded. So I'm shocked it's made our bakar. And it's a din of taking the smicha shita. And then the Rabbeinu Yaakov Meir Leidish asks from other places why it should be like that. But Rashi learns it. Huh? Yeah.
How
does
the story of the smicha at the end of the Mishnah? Let me say the Mishnah about the smicha.
Azar? He did the Shrika? He did it. What do you mean? How do you do it? He's not allowed to do it. But he did it. We're talking if Azar did it. He was ivory. He's kind of Misa for that. Let's say Azar did it. We're talking about Avadi's not allowed to do it. Azar does Shrika. Shrika is an Avadi Tama. Not only is he not allowed to do it, it's one of the four that he's kind of Misa for.
But he did it, and at the end of the
Mishnah,
it's talking about
his sword. Yeah, he was over, but he did it anyway. And two things happened by his sword. First of all, he's Chayav Misa, and it's a puzzle. Then the Abayit is puzzle also, not done with a Kayan. But besides that, he's Chayav Misa also. He was over in this, of course.
Over here, why should we do
the right by the Shabbat? Well, that we'll have to see. He can't do that, because he'll have to be standing.
The wrong part of the
Azara? No, by the Shara Mikta. The only way to do it, that Erechadami. He would be able, that right. Will depend whether he has the Sakin Oros. Yeah, we're talking over here, he does not have the Sakin Oros. Huh?
I thought the place standing inside.
No.
Standing inside.
No, the Mitzayra, you mean? That we'll see in a minute. Wait, let's see. But the Mitzayra, that's the case that where it's coming up. Tatnam, Sviradami, Sidli Fneashep, Efshidabayel Yodei, Misamech. So you're telling me what's the reason that the shechita has to be outside Lifnei Hashem? And therefore, so what do we have here again? And you're telling me, because it says Lifnei Hashem, it can't be like that. Well, again, the way Rashi learns, the reason is because it's going to be taken the shechita, therefore the smicha is going to have to be lifnei Hashem, and the mail of the shechita is going to have to be inside the azara also. Smicha dabik save lifnei Hashem. What do you mean by the smicha? Also, you're telling me that what is the din? Rebbe Barchisa says ibcha the sabat v'shachar ba shechita b'tahirim ba smicha b'tahirim. But what about the smicha? What do you mean? Smicha dami. It's lifnei Hashem. Efshinabayel yodei v'samech. He learned the other way. We just got finished saying, be a b'mitzvah, ishma b'ya. That's not an option. He can't do that. But now the Gemara is saying no, because al smicha he would be able to do that. Why? Because it's saying that be a b'mitzvah, ishma b'ya. Efshinabayel yodei v'samech. Because there, what do we say? Smicha Dami says Lifnei Hashem. No, I'm Eshna Ba Yodei B'Samach. That's about Yodei B'Samach, and that was nothing wrong with it. Shechita Dami Eshna Yom Yitzhakad Aruch Hashachit. What do you mean? Why are you assuming this? He could do whatever he is, a Shachit Aruch could do it that way. Humani Shibirate Badihi. Something we don't know. We're saying over here that it goes like Shibirate Badi who argues on that. Going like Shibirate Badi who holds, not like the way we said, the Sanya, the Shachar, as Ben HaBakar, Lifnei Hashem, below HaShechet, Lifnei Hashem. The Bakar, the carbon has to be Lifnei Hashem. He's able to be outside. Shibirate Mani, I'm not like that. How do you know that he has to be inside the Azara? Because his hands have to be lifnei anishkat, which basically requires that he has to be inside the Azara. Not like the way we said that the Shaykhet could do it for the Sakan Aruch. Shimon HaTemani says that you cannot do that. Shaykhet has been HaBakar. Shaykhet Lifnei has been HaBakar Yehei Lifnei Hashem. And therefore, what? So let's go back again to the Limud that we have. We just had two Limudim. See, let's go back just to make it clear over here. We had Or a meeting, Faith Gemara. Let's just see the five lines up from the bottom, the price of the Gemara means the first wide line. Or a meeting, v'sabach v'shachat, ma'asmicha b'tahayrim, av shchita b'tahayrim. The shchita has to be b'tahayrim also. Min Rabbanit. Okay, that then is a Rabbanit. Therefore, right, that then is a din the Rabbanit. But the Gemara had a kasha. It says, v'sabach v'shachat, the smicha has to be b'tayrim, the shchita has to be b'tayrim. Not like our Mishnah. It says that the Tabe can do the shchita because we just gave Xera and did it with the Evan only. That the Tabe can do it. Otherwise, we're going to say maybe it will go touch the basar. Nothing about it means to be drabbanim. Freaking about it. But meeker and then it would work. Not by smicha. Mishnah, smicha, diksiv, v'shnei Hashem. Which requires him to be inside the Azara. What do you mean? Shchita Amitzin Lifnei Hashem? So the Gemara, no. Efshet Yavit Saket Arucha. There, he can do it with the Saket Aruch. And therefore, even though the Smicha is Lifnei Hashem, but the Shchita is able to be, even though he's standing outside, and that's the difference between Smicha and Shchita. Okay? That's the state of how these have are letting in the price. Smicha Nabi Efshin Mali Yodeh. Nothing about it now, Bibin Mitzvah. Sabech like Sabech like something else. Kasaba, Bibin Mitzvah Shwab Bibin. And therefore, that's how we learn it. So according to this first Shchita that we're letting in the price, the Shchita will not be able to be outside. I mean, the Shchita itself, the Katzil, would be able to be outside. But the Evid, if he's Tameh, it can work. Now, how will it work? It'll work because he's standing outside with a Saket Aruch. The Katzil, he can't do that because he might come to touch it. But being Al-Sayikr did the Arisa, Smicha is Lifnei Hashem. The Shchita will not be Lifnei Hashem because he could use the Saken Aruch.
Not like
Shimon HaTemani that we'll bring later on. That's right. Now, so the Gemara now says, but Rav Chizde learned in the Braisa Fakert. He learned the Braisa to telling me Fakert. Masni Ibcha. But how did he learn? V'sabach v'shachat. Now, why is he assuming the Shchita is b'tahayrim? Because he holds that the Shechet has to be lifnei Hashem. Av smicha b'tahayrim. The smicha also has to be b'tahayrim. Great thing about Maishla Shchita, because it says lifnei Hashem, and you're assuming that it has to be lifnei Hashem. Smicha Nabi, it says lifnei Hashem. Nothing more Hashem about Yodai v'samach. Same thing, the Shaklo Tire, except the other one. Shchita Nabi, hi. Wait, you're telling me because he can stand outside. because you don't hold deep, but it's a shvabiyah. Something about it. Ain't it Abi? Shkita Abi? I should give it Sakada Rucha Vishachet. Why are you telling me that the Sheikhet has to be inside? He's also able to do it from the outside of the Sakada Rucha. Look at my, no, he can't. Abadi Shimonate Madihi. Looks like Shimonate Madihi. Okay? No, there was the way Rashi learns. Yeah, that's the pasuk of how we've been learning. Shaila is in the Mishachat Lifnei Hashem. If we're going to be learning, whether or not the Shechet has to be Lifnei Hashem, the Shechet is not Lifnei Hashem. The Rashi is harder over here. Rashi's coming and he's telling us. The problem is saying, yeah, the way Rashi's saying it's the other way.
But since the
Tosfos over here comes, yep, in the Tosfos, where Tosfos at the bottom Tosfos, how he's coming to say, when we're talking about an intrinsic din, a din that the etzim, not because of a samachlus shchita, because of the etzim din, Rashi's bringing in over here, this shows why he's bringing it in. But that's the din of what we have over here. No matter what say, if a tabe is going to be able to do it, they will not be able to do it the katfila, it'll only be because of exera. Now, what we have is the following. Omar Rulam Rishlakash. The Gabi the did that we just mentioned. Tabe Shehichnis Yadav Lifnim Laikev. A person that's tabe sticks his hand inside the Azara, he gets Malkus. Shehneba Bechal Kainish Lasiga. Chal Kainish Lasiga. Chal Kainish Lasiga. What does it say over there? We have in the pasuk. Shloshim yom shloshim yom taishim v'dmei Torah. Bechal kodesh lo siga. She's not allowed to touch. Literally, it means touch. What it means? Bechal kodesh lo siga can mean eat. The al habingash lo savo ad meleisim Torah. What do we learn out? It says that she can't come into the migdash. And Bechal Kodesh Lasiga. Bechal Kodesh Lasiga. Bakish Bia Lenegia. When a person touches something, there's a hekesh here. Not touching it with his whole goof. Right? Touching it with a finger or with a hand or something. Bakish Bia Lenegia. Manegia. Bemiktas. What does a person do when he touches something? Touches his hand. He doesn't have his whole body in contact with the thing he touches. Manigia bimiktas, shmanigia. Abia bimiktas, shmanigia. Therefore, we learn out from here that he's ever the love of El Abigdash Lai Savo, even though only part of him went in. Even if only part of him went in, he's going to be ever that love. That is, remember, let's see who it is. Ula Amarish Lakish. Ula says it's in the name of Rish Lakish. Makish be the Gibbon, he speaks us, and because he comes out with this name, he Malkus the Arisa, because of the Hekish of Bia to the Gibbon. Abia speaks us, Shwabi, Aisme, Rabbi Shia, Liula. Rabbi Shia asked Ula, bring your Raya, that Bia meets us, it's not called the Bia. We have the Din, like Jonathan said before, from a Mitzayra. Mitzayrah shechal shmini shalolias be'arva pesach. Mitzayrah is going to have to bring a carbon pesach. He has to eat from it that night. And the eighth day when he's able to bring his carbon, he's able to become tar. If he becomes tar, he'll be eligible for the carbon pesach. Mitzayrah shechal shmini shalol to be'arva pesach. So he has to bring his carbon mitzayrah. Be'rah carry be'ayim. And then he blows it. What happens? He became a carry, Balkari, Babiyai, Vitoval, and he was Tival. So what is he? Besides the Tzartbe Mitzayra, he happens to be a Tvul Yayim also. Umru Chachabim, now Tvul Yayim, as we all know, cannot come into the Azara, of course. The Tvul Yayim goes into the Azara, it's Chayav Chorus. But he's able to go into the Harabayas, Midaraisa. And, he's able to go into the Harbayas near Raisa, and into the, of course, to the Ezra Slashim also. he's able to go into the Ezra's Nashim Midaraisa before he gets right to the Shaar Nikdar. All right? So there's nothing wrong with that. Now the question is, what does a Mitzayra do? My Mitzayra has to have Tara on the Bahaynis. And what does he do with the Bahaynis? He stands by the Shaar Nikdar, sticks his thumbs in, and then they go and he's mitzvah on the Bahaynis from the Asha, and he's mitzvah on that. Now, so now the question, Mitzayra Shalosh, and, but besides the two Saras, he also is a Balkari. Now what? Not a Balkari. He's a Tful Yom for Balkari. Mitzayim, a Balkari himself can't go into the Harabayas even. He can be Chayiv, right, he goes into the Asar Bichayiv Taurus. We're talking a Tful Yom as a Balkari. He was Tavu. Mitzayim calls me as we are a blessing of Balkari by Bichayiv Bitoval, and he was Tavu. Umruch HaChabib, Amal Bisha ain't Tful Yom Achar Dichlas. Even though a regular Tful Yom cannot go into the Harabayas or to the Ezra's Nashim, this one is able to go in. The Mitzayra, this person who is Tavon, he's a Mitzayra, he's able to go in. Why? Because the whole thing is a Derabbanan in the first place. Mutav Shiyavo Asay of Karban Pesach, Shiyesh Bokaris, Nitchase Shem Bokaris. Let it be Deicher, this Asay of going in, where it's not Karis. Now I have to say, like I just said, it's given to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbanan, Tvar Tzaira, Filu Esay, and Bo. Well, we're using the term Asay, even Asay, it's Lab Dafki, but that Asay is not even really, it's Esay to Arisa. Shenema, right, by Yabin Yoy Shabbat, Bekal Yehuda, Be Yerushalayim, Be Beis Hashem, Be Zvei HaChatzar HaChadosha. What does it mean by HaChatzar HaChadosha? Of Rabbi Yechon, they were Mechadish. Yechichu, Batvarim, Be Amru, the Rabbanan made it Takonin. Be Amru, Tvul Yayim, he's not able to go into the Machne Leviya to, even if he's in Tvul Yayim, it's in Rabbanan Dikachumra. Okay. So in other words, the right said there's really nothing wrong with it. The Iyamrit, but there is something wrong with it. There's something, well, what is he, was he able to go in? He's able to go into the Ezra's Nashim. He can even stand by the Shaar Nikdar, but that's it. If he's going to stick his thumbs in, and he's a Tvul Yayim, but if he's a Tvul Yayim, what are we dealing with? He'll deal with a Chiv Karis. That's not, the whole Chumrah that we have here is by the Ezra Snoshim. But he can't go and go walk into the Azara. Does that, it's curtains. Can't do that.
Or stick his finger in
if you hold. Be a bemitzas, shma bia. Be a bemitzas, shma bia. Hechem yayal de bemahaynis. How's he, what do you think he's gonna do? He's standing there by the Shaar Nikdar, sticking the bemahaynis in. Be a bemitzas, shma bia. He went, that's called the bia, it's a chiv karis for that. So, what's going to happen to Chiv Karis for that? What are you going to tell me? Because Karpet Pesach is Karis. So that's Karis and this is Karis. My Yul Mei High Karis, my High Karis. What kind of a heter would that be? No, but it was a, yeah, it's a lab, about it's Chiv Karis. No, there wouldn't be applied. It's not going to be a Tzeish Makaris. It's not going to be an Essay Nechal Isase. What? But that's right. And I say Sheyesh Makaris is not Deich Olav Sheyesh Makaris. No, that's not true. Omar Leima Tunech. I think Shiny Mitzayra. You know why it's Mutter over here? New concept. Since the Torah was matter, a regular mitzvah, to be mutter to go and be either or be a b'mitzvah to stick his thumbs into the azara, into the kibbutz. Ha'avahutra and one in tuma, because they were matter the mitzvah, they're matter the iser of tuma also to go in, even though normally it's will yayim, cannot go in. Came chutra hutra. So the Yishayah, come Rav Yosef, kasavar ula. So now Rav Yosef says, well, the basis of this heter that we're saying, though, it'll come out, Rav Yosef says, let's say you have a tzibor. We know that if a tzibor is tamei meis, you bring it anyway. That's true. Let's say you have a tzibor that's zavim. They're tamei tuma ziva. Now, tuma ziva is not tuma ziva. You can't. It's not go within the tuma hutra tzibor over there. Hold the tuma tzibor is only by tuma meis. Right? That's the din requires of sach. What will it be if you have this? Amar aviyek kesavar ula rubad zavim. That's a tamei mason. Now, a tamei mason, this is too much of a tzibur, chuy b'tzibur, hutra b'tzibur. And tuma ziva, there is not too much of a tzibur for that. But lo b'rev, the tovim, and that's a tahay over hutra l'tumasan, from tumas meis. Hutra l'tumasan also, because we're saying over here, if it's hutra for his tzaras, he's gonna be hutra for the balkari also. For the 12 year, I'm like, am I being dummy? What do you keep comparing it? Tuma ishtarai. But Zibor, Tuma's face is ishtarai. What are you going to say? Ziva lo ishtarai though. Ziva's never mutter. And therefore over here, because he became tame afterwards, therefore you're going to be matter the Ziva that took place before. Now what he meant was some coming out to try and rectify it a little bit. Ruba Nadarab Tmei Mason. Let's say first the tuba was Tmei Mason. Right. And on top of that, Vanasu Zovim. Well, but who chose the tuba son? Who chose the ziva son? Maybe that, because we undercut the basis of the first tuba, and therefore we're about to the second one too. I don't add Amalei. Amalei in. Akati l'feinu batzkoif, akati lo domi. Mitzayra heterahu. The mitzayra, the Torah was matterit to put it in. Put in the behind the sin. That's not mutterit. Mitzayra Torah was matterit. Yeah. Akati lo domi. Mitzayra heterahu. Pahal yishri yishri. And since the Torah was matterit, the term was matterit, part of the din of the term was matterit completely. Mitzayra is completely mutter. Once it's mutter, you'll be matter that. But the Gemara went, Nakati lo dami, Mitzayra heterahu. Hayom ishri ishri, tuma tuyahu. But the tuma are bringing him where he's tamei. That's not the same din that if the tzibor became tamei. To became tamei, it's only tchuya. And he'd be tzitzitz by that. Even. And it's only with the, like the says, kahanim. If there are other kahanim to do it, you'd use other kahanim. It's a completely different type of din. Therefore, you wouldn't be able, let's assume that being the mitzvah is shma bia. But you're gonna be batter it. You're gonna be batter it because the Torah is batter on mitzvah. Let's find Shmita and Tzaisina. He's saying that where they're both tamei, Bishlamaya Mitzaira, you should not say any. But Rav is saying, what about what we're talking about? Tuma? The whole concept of Chal by Tuma. It's only Tchoye. No, what's a Tchoye? Bali Chad La, Bali Trey Lavin. But where it says, I sent you vomits that we have over here. Here we say that two things are Tchoye. It can be the other one. But you can't go ahead and stow two and did a Tchoye with a did a Tchoye. And then the Machal and Tavar is feeling a Tchoye with Tchoye with Tzibur. Maybe, alright, we'll pick it up over here, Mech Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.